It's recording. Do you need the samples on it?
Rishos, Rosh Koilu, Chavri Koilu, Choshva Balbatim, they came together tonight. Poisim Gvedach Sanya. We're talking about Chesed. I think it's appropriate to say, as I'll say, Ezu Torah Shehu Shel Chesed. It's referring to Kol Shel Torah Shemalamda Machayim is called Torah Chesed. We know the ultimate of a koilu when it comes to a city is not only to come learn Torah by themselves, but to come teach Torah and spread Torah. And I can say, I'm from Aron Kodesh, and I can say very clearly that not only it's been Meshpia in North Miami Beach, but it's Meshpia till Miami Beach as well, I'm sure further. But I in Miami Beach already see the chilek, first of all, by many of the Rebbeim that learned here in the koilu, the Talmidim of the Kol Yingalite that come, and later some of the Rebbeim that come, and they come to the Moistis in Miami. It definitely enhances and brings up, and it's mashpi in a tremendous way. You know, till now I had Amunus Chachamim, Yisrael Zalanta said, for Kol Yingaman, and Kol Kovna has a little rifian in learning. He's weakens in learning. Someone in Paris, Nebuch, can become a Meshumet. The other way around, of course, when there's Torah in the city, it strengthens. I see it bechush. You can see it with open eyes that the tremendous hashpah that this koyel had, that this koyel had, and the Eibush should give the Rosh HaKoyel and the Taim HaKoyel the ability to be able to continue for many more years to come, and they should be able to continue with Kamas Ubeiches on a tremendous way like they've been doing till now. This week, Pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu called over Yosef, and he said, Vasisa imanu chesed ve'emes, you should do with me a chesed ve'emes, al no tikvireinu v'mitzrayim. Don't bury me in Mitzrayim. Rashi brings down the reasons why Yaakov Avinu b'shum oifin did not want to be buried in Mitzrayim. But the words that he used was chesed ve'emes. And Rashi is right away points out, what does it mean, chesed ve'emes? The words chesed ve'emes, I could have said, this is me chesed. I'm asking you to do a chesed. Why is it important for Yaakov to say chesed ve'emes? And Rashi says 12 words. With these 12 words, he defines chesed ve'emes. And he says, any chesed, kol chesed, she'enoi metzapel atashlim gemul is kari chesed shalemes. Any chesed that you're not metzapa, you're not waiting for atashlim gemul, is considered a chesed shalemes. And if I can just touch the word metzapa, we know that Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, I think, says that one of the things they ask you, lasid lova, is tzipisa li Yeshua. Now, what's the difference? We know we say in that imam, machakaloi. The difference between mitzapa and mechaka is mitzapa is miloshen tsoife. He sees harat sofim. You can see from there, you can see from harat, that's the mountain that you can see. Tsoife, tsoife umavit, it's a miloshen seeing. Mitzapa is not only waiting, but it's a greater, a stronger word than waiting. It's looking forward. Looking forward. So mitzapa means someone that's not looking forward for tashlum gemul. That's called a chesed ve'emes. And that's what Yaakov Avinu asked of Yosef, that he should bury him, and he shouldn't ask for a and he's asking him for a chesed ve'emes, a true chesed, to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the question, many of the Kadmoinim, the Mizrahi, the Gurayah, the Tzed Ladech, and many others ask, is that we find later that Yaakov Avinu, it's a Mefurash Pasuk, Ani Nasati Lechem Shchem Echad Alechachem. And Rashi says, because you matriach with my Kvura, I'm giving you Shchem. So here it's a Chesed Shalemus. He's telling him, I'm not going to pay you back. You shouldn't look forward to be paid back. And here, he gives him Shchem Echad Alechachem. So, what's going on? How do we understand? Just a few psukim later, he tells, Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef, he's going to give him Shechem for being matriach. And the Mizrahi gives an answer and he says that it wasn't a deal breaker. Shechem wasn't a deal breaker. He offered it to him, but if he didn't, he would have kept it anyway. He could have kept Shechem even if he didn't bury Yosef. That's what the Mizrahi says. You know, I'm not someone to judge, but the Tzeid L'Derech says that it's a Shver Teretz. It's a hard Teretz to say, because here he's saying, I'm giving you Shechem, because you matrich my kfura, and here the Mizrahi says, no, he's giving him Shechem, he can have it, it's taka for the tircha, but if he doesn't bury him, he can also. The Mizrahi says, you shouldn't say a Teretz, don't say that he didn't tell it to him, he had a mind to give it to him, and he didn't tell them. He says that's not a teretz. The real teretz is that because it wasn't a deal breaker. So therefore, he can go and he wanted him to do. He did a chesed shel emes, and later on when he gave him, that wasn't a deal breaker. Since that was the case, so therefore, when he had to do a chesed shel emes later, the thing that he came later wasn't for wasn't a zeluma, that wasn't a payment for doing something. So therefore the real burial was a chesed shel emes. Let's go back for 1 second to the original Rashi. Chesed she'osim mameisim is chesed shel emes she'ein mitzapa l'tashlum gemur. What does that mean? People can get paid for doing a chesed mameisim. So the poshta pshat is a chesed you do with a meis that no one's paying you for. Because, you know, you work for your, let's say you volunteer for a Chevra Kedisha, no one pays you for it. You go, you see a Meis Mitzvah, or you know other Meisim, you help with a Tahara, you help bury. So that's a Chesed Shel Emes. Now what happens, could a person get a Chesed Shel Emes, he sees a Yid carrying a package, he helps him carry his package, that a Chesed Shel Emes. How about you get a letter from a tzedakah organization that you never heard of, it has nice letters of recommendation from Big Rabbonim, sounds like a good organization. You send a check. Who's really going to know? You got the, you know, I understand. They'll send you a receipt, but who's really going to, is it really going to make a difference? Especially if it's not a big check. It's definitely not going to make, they're not going to call it out at the next dinner or put up a sign for you. So why is that not a chesed shel emes? And all the chesedim we do is not a chesed shel emes. Like why is Rashi saying chesed dafkish oisim amaisim? So many want to say, that the Pasha, because chesed that you do with a mace is always a chesed shel emes. Hashem, other chesedim that people do, you never know. You know, sometimes they think of an ulterior motive. They say there was once a bacha learning in Panovich Yeshiva, and he used to talk in learning with the Yeshiva of Shach, that's the Tzadik Levracha, and went by a few days, and he didn't talk to him in learning, he was close to him. And he didn't see him at all. Maybe Rav Shach was out. He was out. He went to Rav Shach's door. He knocks on the door. Rav Shach opens the door. He says, what can I do for you? He says, good morning. So Rav Shach says, I understand you. Good morning. What can I do? He says, no, I just came to say good morning to the Rishiva. So Rav Shach told him, Revelvel, the Briskerov, flecht meyake zayn arena good morning. He felt it was precious. Just a pure good morning. You know, sometimes a guy smiles at you, gives you a big good morning. He's like, what does the guy want from me now? Especially if you're a gevir, you're a bal chesed. You know, the guy gives you a smile, you don't know what he wants. No, I just want to say good morning. I didn't come to the Rishiva to talk and learning. I didn't come to ask him for a toiva. I just came plain to say chesed. I just want to do a pure chesed. Chesed shel emes. You know, I just want to do a pure chesed. I don't want to do anything else. So that's what he did. They say there was once a gevir. He's at a yeshiva dinner, and he tells the chairman, the guy that's calling out the pledges, I want to give an anonymous donation. He says, okay, how much do you want to give? He says, $20,000. Oh, very nice. He calls out an anonymous donation. Shtelz Achva, Yid gives $20,000. He doesn't want anyone to know about it. Anonymous, $20,000. The chairman at 6 o'clock in the morning, his phone starts ringing. Who's calling me at 6 o'clock in the morning? It's not a schavrusa. Anyway, phone rings. He picks up the phone. It's the guy yelling and screaming at him. He says, Anshulik, everything all right? He says, yeah, the donation yesterday. He says, what's the problem with the donation? He said, no one knows who gave it. He says, you told me to call it out anonymous. He says, of course it's anonymous. But the Olam should know who the anonymous is. So bottom line is, a lot of times we want to do chesed shalemis. We want to do chesed shalemis, but what's standing behind the chesed shalemis? You know, a lot of times you do this chesed, that chesed, but we always have in our head, you never know. You never ever know you do a favor someone's going to see. There used to be some rabbi used to say a word. You know, Chazal say, he used to say the opposite. You should always do a Torah and a Chesed l'shma. Yitoich l'shma, bal l'shaloi l'shma. Sometimes if you do something l'shma, you never know, you can get a favor for it. But you do it without ulterior motive, and you'll see you'll get a favor back one day. You never know. You know, shlach lach mech up and ayamoy. So it's very, very hard for us to define, you know, when we do a Chesed, when it's a true Chesed. We know we do it with a dead person, we're not getting anything back from him. So that's a Chesed shalemes. So to answer the chayre, this gewaldige kasha, that what's the pshat, Yaakov Avinu originally says chesed shalemes, and later on, he says, I'm giving Shechem. So you see, what's the pshat? Here he says he's giving him a chesed shalemes, and here he says, it's Shechem. He's giving him Shechem. So what's the pshat? So the maskil of David and the Arachayim both say at Mahalach that B'shas Maisa, it was Taka, you know, B'shas Maisa, he wanted that it should be a Chesed Shalemes, and later on, he gave Shechem. The Aruch Chaim adds that Shechem was not the value of how badly Yaakov Avinu wanted him to do it. You know, you ask a guy to do $1 million favor, and you buy him a bouquet of flowers. You know, the Akoros HaToiv really doesn't add up to the favor, so it was just a gesture. It wasn't a payment. That's pshat, what the Aruch Chaim means. But the Maskil of David and the Aruch Chaim in the first pshat both say that it seems to be that Yaakov Avinu, when he did it, he did it the way he wanted. He wanted it to be a chesed shalemes, and later he went and he gave Shechem. They don't explain the svara, why it should be that way, that's what he wanted. And I was thinking maybe a possible answer, a possible hezba in the Maskil of David and the Aruch Chaim is as follows, that Yaakov Avinu, we know, is the Bechir Sheba Avos, Maisa Avos Simul Abonim. We're learning from Yaakov Avinu. Yosef HaTzadik as a son has to learn from his father. What is he learning from him? How to do true chesed. If you would just teach him, you know, you do this for me, I'll pay you back, he's not really teaching true chesed. L'doiris HaBoim, Yaakov Avinu wanted to teach true chesed. So he was trying to be ingrained in Yosef HaTzadik, I'm not giving you anything for this. Yosisi modi chesed v'emes. Do with me a chesed v'emes. You should do with me a true chesed without any repayment. Because that is what Yaakov Avinu was giving over to Klal Yisrael. The message is tzavah. His last bakasha was, do for me a chesed v'emes. Later on, Yaakov Avinu gave him Shechem. So what's the pshat? Could be the pshat is, Yaakov Avinu wanted to show him, don't think I want to take advantage of you. Because even though you want to be mechanach, your son to do chesed, you know a lot of people, they want to be mechanach a lot of people. You mechanach this guy to do this, mechanach this guy to do that. Mechanach people. You know, the Yisrael Rebbe Yisrael Salanti used to say, you're supposed to think about your own gashmis, your own ruchnis, and someone else's gashmis. Someone else's gashmis, your ruchnis. You know, you go to the airport, the guy says, minion. He said, you asked me if I ate lunch today. Why is minion? The first thing you want to know if I daven. Did I die? Did you daven yet? You know who I am. What are you? I plead the fifth. He has questions. Who are you? What's your name? You want to daven with a minion now? What do you mean, what are you daven with a minion? Avad chas v'shalom v'chmachnish. But I'm just, the idea behind it, we have to be a little more sensitive that you know, mechanach someone. So Avada, even a father's mechanach a son, he shows him later on, again, Maisa of a similar bonum. We all know, the G'day Le'olam used to say, we can't tap on the Ovis with our own machshava. There's different ways it was expressed in different mekaymes, but you know, we don't want to take the Ovis HaGdoishim and put them in our understanding. But the Torah HaGdoishim was given for us, and it was given as a limud. So there is a Musa that we can learn from here, that Yaakov Avinu gives him something to show him HaKoros HaToiv for what he's doing. But not because He wanted the chesed of emes because that's what he wanted to give over. Another machshava I had maybe is that we know there can be a tremendous amount of hardship in this chesed that he asked him to do. It was a tremendous hardship. And if he would have told him right away, Yaakov would have told Yosef right away that I'm going to give you Shechem for this, it would have sounded like, not like Dor HaChaim, it would have sounded like it does equal. Oh, you take me to Mitzrayim, I'll give you Shechem. And then when Yosef sees the Kishuyim, the hardship of taking his father's mita out like there was a hardship. Later on, Pare wasn't simple. He said, oh, you have a shvuah, be made for your shvuah, then I'll be made for the shvuah that you don't know Lashon HaKodesh. So there was some hardships later, there was negotiations later. So therefore, Yaakov wanted to give a message. Chesed v'emes is the deal. Later, I'll give you Shechem. That's, you know, like Dor HaChaim says, it's not equal to the chesed. Because the true chesed that Yaakov Avinu wanted was a sisi modi chesed ve'emes, because he wanted to make sure at all costs he would be taken to Eretz Yisrael, and even with all issues coming up, nothing should stop him. And if Yosef would have said, you know, it's only equal Shechem, then he wouldn't have realized how much it was. We find in the in Parashat Shmini, so you have the Chasida, and the Chasida Rashi says over there, it's actually Gemara Chum. The Rashi brings Sha'oisa Chesed Mchavisa. The Chasida Molias, the famous Kasha. So if so, if it does Chesed, why is it amongst the non-kosher birds? That's the question that they ask. Why is it amongst the non-kosher birds? And truth is, the kasha you have to ask even stronger. You can't just ask the kasha like this. You have to add in the Ramban. The famous Ramban tells us that the reason we don't eat non-kosher animals is because they have midas avzorius in them. And if they have midas avzorius in them, and we're going to eat them, they're going to be moiled in us midas avzorius. If so, we're going to get midas achzorius, so we can't eat the animals. So why is the chesedus, bal chesed, magic over guy? Tremendous bal chesed, mushchas and midas. It like doesn't add up. Well, maybe it does, if you learn the Rashi and the Ramban, and l'chayr, they're not a stira. You can have people that are big bal chesed, and maybe when it comes to midas, but the Torah mamish calls you, you know, the Torah mamish calls you the chesed, it defines you. It's not the pshat. You know, you meet a person, and you say, oh, he's Grada Bal Chesed. No, his name, the name is Chesed. It's not like the, it's like a title. That is the whole name of the whole animal, is the Chesedah, because it does Chesed. This bird does Chesed. And now you tell me it's a not kosher bird, because why? With either Ramban, it has bad midas in it. I rather once heard from Rashi Rabbi Zwag, he said over that when the goy came to Hillel and he wants to be Megayer him, so he told him, teach me to call a Torah Kula on one foot. So Shammai went and threw him out. Hillel told him, okay, Madaloch Sani L'Charech L'Sav, what you hate, don't do to your friend. The Velti is a Kasha, why didn't he tell him, V'Hafta L'Reach HaKamaycha? Kasha, and he bring. Why did he tell him? Why did he tell him that Loch Sani L'Chavach L'Sav? So the Velt says a pshat that a guy, you can't teach him V'Hafta L'Reach HaKamaycha. You can teach him like this. You don't like noise at night? Don't make noise for your neighbor. You don't like when someone parks in your private driveway? Don't park in someone else's driveway. That's what you can teach him. But to teach a guy V'Hafta L'Reach HaKamaycha, he doesn't understand it. He was a guy, he was becoming a guy. And you teach him, you have to love him. It's like, you know, I know your cleaning lady cleans in the house and there's an knock on the door, tzedakah, and you hand a few dollars and it's looking crazy. What are you giving away your money for? It doesn't make any sense. I know someone has a goyish account. Guy says, I don't know. He goes through his trap. He says, I don't know why I'm doing your accounting. I should come to you for a donation. I'll make more money. But a guy doesn't understand. He doesn't understand the musig of chesed. That's the veld. How they learn. So Rabbi Zwag wanted to say a different mahalach, which may be kafan for this. He wanted to say like this. You know, you have your best friend. You know, he did a lot for you. You feel you want to pay him back. So you go somewhere interesting with him. You want to go someplace with him. And make an appointment. We're going to go, chveis, wherever we're going to go. We're going to do something exciting. You're going to present him with something. And he's late. He's not here. You call him up. Where are you? The guy says, I'm on my way. 10 minutes later, he's still not there. Where are you? Start yelling at the guy. Why are you always late? I don't see. Mitzarechot, you love the guy. You want to do him. All of a sudden, you're getting upset. The pshat is that many times, it's easier to do chesed than to have patience for another person. It's easier to go out. It's gratifying. You do for someone. You did for someone. You pay someone. It's a good feeling. But just to hold back, you know, a little bit, you know, you're sitting in the car and there's a red light and, you know, it almost wasn't yellow and it was still yellow and it was green and your wife didn't go through and you said, come on, why don't you go through the light? Come on, what are you waiting for? You know, you drive like a lady. You know, all these things, you know, what's the guy on the side? He doesn't know how to drive. What's he doing on the road? We get upset. Same guy goes to shul. He sees a poor guy, gives him $10. So we have in us tremendous midas hatava because we want to do good to others. But yet, when it comes to, you know, being maver al midas, it's much harder. You know, Chazal say, kol maver al midasov, mavir le'akol peshov. It doesn't say, kol mischasid amacherim. It seems to be that maver al midasov, there's a tremendous madrega. And they say, oh, but it was a maisa, it was a bach, learned in Slabotki Yeshiva, and he became a chosn. A chosn, very exciting, realized in Slabotki Yeshiva to become a chosn was a novelty. There were very few girls that wanted to marry a yeshiva man. My yeshiva Shmuel Birman used to say, when a hunchback girl would walk down the street and glitter, they would say, oh, there goes the wife of a future yeshiva man. Because who was going to marry a yeshiva man? A hunchback. That was the way it was, unfortunately, in Europe before the war. And, you know, Baruch Hashem was Akshadar later with the Bis Yaakov system here in America. I mean, obviously in Litter they also tried. But it was much harder. And this Bach became a chosn. A few weeks later, there's a letter in the mail. His perspective, Shver, tells him, it was nice knowing you, the Shidduch is off. Doesn't know what happened. Tries to find out. He sends a shliach. He can't figure it out. And that's it. The Shidduch is off. A year, 2 years, 3 years pass by. Comes a First World War. And the yeshiva goes in Golis, one place to another. The war ends, the guy's getting older, his hair's getting white. And one day, the Altav Slabotki calls him, I have to speak to him. Altav Slabotki got a letter in the mail. It says like this, L'chvoid, Asaba, Mislabotki, Moyer, Rabbi, I am so-and-so, a bacher that once learned in the yeshiva. I just want to tell you, when this and this bacher became a chosn, I was very jealous. You have to understand, there were so few girls. There were so few girls for so many boys, and I was so upset. I couldn't forgive him. I didn't, you know, it was just too hurtful to me. Since it was too hurtful to me, you know, I couldn't handle it anymore. So I went and I wrote a letter to the Shver, to the future father-in-law, saying that the chosn has a heart issue, a heart defect. And he got the letter and he broke the shidduch. I feel very bad about it. Can you go and ask the bacher mechila? So he went and asked the bacher mechila. Alter thought, because here's the letter, I want to ask mechila. Bacher thought for a minute, and he said, Omaychel. So the Alter Slabotka said, if Chazal say, kol amaver al midoisav, maverin le'a kol pshov, your maver al midois, you can mamish, all your averis go away. Imagine, you know what you need for all your averis to go away? You start with a Shchodesh El. You have to, you know, put an El with a serious davening, mitzvahs, diktika mitzvahs. Then comes Slichas, Rosh Hashanah, Seres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, till you mavir loy, till the Paschal calls out, Leichachol b'simchas lachmecha, ki kvarotza l'kimis masecha. It takes 40 days of hard work. Here in 1 second, ma'avral midoyis of v'yon l'kavashov. I don't know if it means one time, it means constantly. I don't know, we can clear about that. But on some level, for sure, if you're Marvel on Midoysov, Marvel, I'll cope Shov. Your favorites are gone. So Alter Zlotka turns to him, I want a bracha. You're pure. You're a tzaddik. You have only mitzvahs. Zichr, Chazal say, you don't need tshuva, you don't need Yom Kippur, you don't need vidu, you don't need charote, mavil, akol pshav. It's all gone. It's all away. So back to what we're saying is, l'chayra, perhaps the pshat is that madaloch sanin l'chavach le'savid, sometimes a bigger madregan of a haft l'recha k'mecha. If someone that needs help, everyone wants to help. Everyone likes to do chesed. But when it comes to a midirah, to fagin, someone, you know, you have a lot of people that are big balei chesed, but then they see someone else, they don't, it bothers them. You know, they say over, heard this over once from one of the Magidim in Yerushalayim, he said over, there was once a yid that came to home to his house at night, and he wants to eat his supper. And his wife tells him, I have terrible news for you. He says, what's the terrible news? So, terrible. What happened? Yankel, I was shochen. Yeah, what about him? A heart attack. And then, nifta. Psst. How many? 10 years saw him? 11 years saw him? He has to marry off your fella. Oh, what's it going to be? Terrible, terrible. His wife brings him the soup. A minute or two later, she sees he's starting to make his way. He's starting to eat the soup. Okay, Baruch Hashem, he's getting over the matziv. Before he knows it, the bowl of soup is finished. He's asking for the main dish. And Baruch Hashem, he eats his supper and he's on the couch with the newspaper. Comes on the second night. What's tonight? You didn't hear. Beryl. What happened to Beryl? Zelba Meiser. You wouldn't believe it. 2 days in a row. Unbelievable. Zelba Meiser. How many kinder? Yisoyimim, Rachmona, Litzlan, Almona. What's going to be? Who's going to marry after the kids? Same thing right away, he's not eating. 2-3 minutes later, he starts eating the soup, the main dish, the chicken, done, the newspaper, he's on the couch, he's finished. Comes the third night, he comes home. Now he's home the third night already, and his wife says, you're not going to believe it. Oy vey, nochamo. No, tonight I got good news for you. What's the good news? You know Yankel, the poor guy across the street that lives in a one bedroom with 10 kids? Yeah. You didn't hear? Won the lottery. What do you mean? Won the lottery. $20 million. Psh, I'm so happy. Wow, be able to move in a normal dira, be able to shaduchim. I'm so excited for him. 3, 4, 5 minutes later, his wife comes in, why are you not eating the soup? He says, no, soon. I'm so, you're not happy for him? I'm very happy. She comes in 10 minutes later, the soup's getting cold. Can I bring you the main dish? No, it's all right. I don't need to eat tonight. I don't know. My stomach's hurting. Not going on the couch for the newspaper. He's not calm. He's not relaxed. He's ice man. You can't handle the matzah. So the unfortunate situation is, you know, we all love doing chesed, and but lemaisa, when it comes to forgiving another person being matzliach, it's much harder. So that's the pshat maybe in the chesida. Sha'oyzeh chesed, it does a lot of chesed. But yet, when it comes, it could still have midas rois, even though its shame is chesed. I was thinking, you know, by the sefer from the Chedush Harim, sha'oyzeh chesed, it only does it im chavrizeh, with its own. It doesn't do for anyone else. I was thinking of another pshat. They say over by chesidim, they say over ha'maiseh, that Reb Cheskel from Kozhmir once met Reb Kiva Eger. Reb Cheskel from Kozhmir met Reb Kiva Eger. Reb Kiva Eger asks him, I hear there's a thing, chassidim today, you're from that group. Can you tell me, what is it a chassid? Define what is it a chassid. So Reb Cheskel from Kozhmir told him, a chassid is, Ezu chassid am chassidim koinai. A chassid is someone that does his chassidus with the Rabbi Nishlam. No one else has to know about it. Only him and the Rabbi Nishlam have to know. Someone that does chesed only with the Rebbein Shloim has to know about it. No one else has to know about it. That is a chesed. So Reb Kivega was very nispal. I was thinking, lefi this pshat, maybe that's pshat in Rashi. Sha'oise chesed im chavreisel. You could be ezu chesed hamaschasidim koinoi. It means Ezu, what would be the real chassida bird? She chesed with the Rebbein Shloim. She doesn't do it with all her friends. Everyone has to know about it. The chassida, everyone has to know about it. You know, you meet a guy you're going in the morning, where are you going? Oh, I have to go to the tzedakah function. And what are you doing? I have to go give a check for tzedakah. He's always talking, oh, and I'm giving a ride. You don't know, my wife's hosting a lot of guests this week. Always, everyone has to know about the chesed he's doing. Now, some people, they do chesed, fine. But some people, it's imchav reiseho. Everyone has to know about it. That's the opposite of a chosid. I'm a chassid in koinoy, and no one has to know about it. This is already ezu what's a chassid? The chassid shoy is a chassid im chavrisa. I was thinking of maybe another mahalach. Maybe it's as follows. You know, they cool say chassid sometimes is popular, chassid is not popular. Many times, you know, it's unpopular chassid. There was a tkuf in Klal Yisrael, Shabbos wasn't so popular, Torah wasn't so popular, there were tremendous nisyonos. Many times chesed wasn't so popular. How's chesed become in? You know, those that are a little bit around, you see, when organizations know how to, you know, shine, they get certain people involved, and it becomes the in thing to contribute to this organization. It becomes the in thing to contribute to tzedakah. You join a board, and it's a certain status. If you're involved with this tzedakah, it gives you a certain status. You can do certain type of shidduchim, you can do certain type of business deals. People know you. You know, when you define a person, oh, he's on the board of this institution, it gives you a certain status. When you do it by yourself, all on your own, so maybe that's another mahalach. Sha'oise chesed, they only do the chesed, not that the chaverim have to know about it, only do it together with your friends. Only when it's popular. You don't do the chesed when it's not popular. You do chesed, you know, always you'll hear that there were these meisters at Torah and chesed and tzedakah that start off. There was one person that, no one else wanted to help me. There was one yid that used to help. But there was one person that was there for me at the beginning. Always that, who is that one person? That one person, that was the true Baal Chesed. Later on, Avada, it's wonderful, but it doesn't have the same madrega as the chesed that's done without. It's not im chavreisel. So there's a big difference when you do the chesed, when you do it im chavreisel, and you do it all by yourself. Klal Yisrael, Yipron Yitalis, we say, Ma Yoker Chazdecha. Eibishta, how precious Yoker is. I mean, precious and glorified, how beautiful, how. It's Yoker. Why is the Eibishta's Chesed considered Yoker? Because the Eibishta, when he does Chesed, he does tremendous Chesed. He's not getting paid. And the Eibishta's Chesed, when he gives it to us, is pure. It's radiant. It shines. It's beautiful. Sim shalom toiva avracha chen v'chesed v'rachmim aleinu. The Eibishter gives us that chen and chesed. We know we say when we describe the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur when he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim ke chesed anitan al pnei chosn mare kohen. Like the chesed that's on the face of a chosn. I saw many chosanim and I never saw chesed on them. Well, chesed means, it's referring to chen. In English, the best word they use is charm. But I think it is much more greater meaning than that. Greater meaning than charm. It radiates. There's a tremendous amount of chen and chesed on the face of a chosn. And what we ask from the Eibishter, he should bestow and give us chen v'chesed v'rachmim aleinu al kol Yisrael amecha. I want to finish off that the Shav Shmaitz in his Akdama brings down in the name of the Maralmi Prague. He says, the Gurarye, he says, what's the difference between Mayim Chayim and Mei Bar? You have water in a pit and you have water in a well. Why is that called Chayim? Why is that life and that's not life? Take water of the pit, you empty it, the pit's empty, there's nothing left. You take water in the well, and it keeps on pumping in more and more water. Something that only can live off someone else, that's not life. Life is something that has life and gives. Something is always on the take. It's not life. And he says, that's why, if someone hates gifts, he's alive. Why is he alive? Such a person that hates gifts. Why is he alive? Because he stays alive. He's not on life support. Someone that, you know, a person's in the hospital, and they have an oxygen tank, and they can only breathe on a respirator. Is that life? Is that called a leaven? That's not called life. What's life? A life means, what does a life mean? Life means when I am able to give another person. We know, Chazal bring, there's four people that are Choshev Kemeis, Metzayra, Oni, and Libanim. And Asuma is these people, it's hard for them to give. They always have to accept from others. It's very hard for them to give. And if it's hard for you to give, and it's you mostly on the take than the give, then Oni, then it's Choshev Kemeis. This is what the Shav Shmaitza brings to the morale. That means is the life of a person. You want to add life, you want to feel good, it's only by giving and by doing for others. Once heard over a word, he said, Chazal tell us, Mam bo yichai, mam bo yichai. And Rabbi Yane came and asked the Reuchel, yeah, I want life, tell me who is it. He says, Mia isha chofetz chayim. What was the Reuchel telling him? What was this, a play? So Gavaldig word I heard once, is many people, what is their life? Is their life doing for others or living off others? Like this maral, this Shav Shmaitza B'Shem HaMaral. Many people, their whole life is enjoying the gossip of other people. There's no gossip, they're dead. No news, all right, come on, what's going on? What's the gossip? Today I don't have to say where you can find it and what you can do. There's always plenty to find all over the place. But when he can't find it, he's not happy. He told him, you want life? Mia isha chafetz chaim, you want life? Stay away from Lashon Hara. Because Lashon Hara, what you're doing is you're living off other people. You're not living off yourself. When you live off yourself, you give others, you do for others, you have a good feeling for others, you care for others. Therefore, you have a tremendous life. But when you, all you're doing is living off another individual, well, you're living off his chesroinus, you're living off his shame, you're living off his mistakes, that's not called life. So therefore, the Reuchel told Rabbi Yana, you want life, first thing is, stay away from Lashon Hara. Then you won't be living with other people's problems, other people's issues. You'll be able to yourself to live on your own, and that'll be a life, that'll be a life of chesed. So, learned a little bit, speaking to myself, speaking a little louder so others can hear, a little bit, what Chesed Shel Emes is, L'chayra, we can do it. We can be a little bit focused on what it is. And I may just finish off one more time that we do find that Chazal do say that a person says that he wants to give this money for tzedakah. It's very interesting. The Mishnah that says Shemna tzadik goymoi shloisha dvar moil moimit al tayr v'alavoid v'gimlis chasodim. You know what the next Mishnah right after that is? Right after the word Gemilas Chasod. What's the next Mishnah? Altiyu kavodu amsham shenas harav amanas lekavu pras. What type of chesed? But Tosfos is a gevaldige kasha. One place you see that what if you give tzedakah amanas your son should live your tzadik goma. Another place says if you do tzedakah. You learn Torah Shalai Lishma, Noich Leishan Epcha, Shayasa Aponov, or if you do Noich, all the bad things. So, what's going on? The famous Tosfos in Pesachim Daf Chesem at Beis, Tosfos says, it's when you have charata on what you did. I once had a Bacha, he lost his Gemara. So, he asked me, what do I do? I said, I'll give you an Eitzah. You have a quarter on you? He said, yeah, I said, put it in the Pushka. I say, well, Zechanish Mr. Rebbe Ben Les, maybe you find it. He comes back to me a day later, Rebbe, I can't find my Gemara. Can I get my quarterback? Mamish, what Tosfos means? That means is you're giving tzedakah, amanas. Are you having charata when your son doesn't become better? When a person dies and we said tilling for him, do you have, oh, why did I put in all this? No, I did it. So I think the bottom line is, if we could just finish off, do I have charata for doing the chesed if I got nothing back for it? L'chayra, that defines bad chesed. And l'chayra, even though we can get back for chesed that we do, but if we don't have charata for the chesed that we do, l'chayra, then harei ze tzadik gomer, even though he says, I'm giving this tzedakah, manas yechi b'ni, manas my son should live, I'm giving this tzedakah, still harei ze tzadik gomer, as long later he doesn't have charata, then it's considered a true tzedakah and a true chesed. I'll just finish off, mein ha-psichet, eib, she-shigiv doi l'mkoyach, she-shak be able to do chesed, and the Koil and the Balbatim should be able to continue learning and teaching for many more years to come. Thank you all for coming.